Okay, today is Daf Kuf Vav. We are actually on Kuf Vav. We are on the fourth line where it says Amalei, Amalei. So again, we are dealing more cases where a guy is either an Aris or a Chocher. Either he's a sharecropper or he's a different kind of sharecropper, whereby a Chocher means the owner is guaranteed X number of produce, whether or not it yields that produce. And an aris is not whatever I make, we get a percentage. Okay. So Amalei, the owner tells the guy, Zarachiti, I want you to plant wheat. V'azal, the worker goes, azal who? V'zarasari. He plants barley. Plants barley. V'ishtaduf. V'ishtaduf ruba debaga. And there's a plight, there's some kind of plague. In Ruba de Baga was the main river which supported and nourished all the fields. And we said yesterday that if that got dried up, if that got destroyed, that was called the Makas Medina. You cannot be expected to yield X number of produce in that kind of environment, and you were allowed to deduct the number that you had to produce. The worker didn't have to come through anymore. He promised 50 bushels, it's impossible. The whole thing was destroyed. So if it happened to the whole country, you're putter. However, here, you didn't follow instructions. You were supposed to plant wheat, you planted barley, but there was a big plight. V'shtadif nami harach desari delay. And your taka field with the barley also got destroyed. Everybody else's got destroyed, yours also. My, what's the din? What's the kasha? What's the shayla? Mi amrin, and do we say, the amalei. The worker could say to the boss, ilu zarasachiti, had I planted wheat, hanami mishtadfa, it also would have been destroyed. What's the difference? The whole area was destroyed. Odilma, or maybe, Matzi Amarle. The owner has the right to say to the worker, Ilu Zarasachiti, had you planted wheat, had you listened to me and followed directions properly, Havimikayim be, the Pasuk would have been fulfilled for me, the Pasuk in Eov, that says, sorry, but Tigzer Omer, the decree went out, the Yikayim Lach, and it was Mekoyim for me. In other words, look at Rashi. Rashi says, the Tigzer Omer, it's the second skinny line in Rashi. You see it?
Yeah.
Masha Tivakish Min Hayotzer, what I request from the Maker, Yase, it would have done. I didn't daven for barley. Ela b'chita, I daven for wheat. Right? So I would have gotten my answer. The whole thing would have been destroyed. Not my field. Listen to this next line in the Gemara. Mistavra. It's mistaber de amarle that the owner could say such a thing. E zarasa chiti. Had you listened to me? Had you planted wheat? Have mekayim b'vatigze omer v'yakum lach v'alderechecha noga or? I would have been right. I would have gotten my way, and therefore you chayev. Why? You didn't follow directions. The whole thing was destroyed. Yeah, but not if you would have listened to me, it wouldn't have been destroyed. Gets to have the whole thing right. Amazing, no? Okay. Okay. Next. Nishtadfu kol sadosav. Nishtadfu kol sadosav shamachir. Everything the machir owns is destroyed. It's all gone. Vishtadf nami ha bahadayu. That was also gone. Okay? However, v'lo ishtadf ruba debaga. But there's not a general plight in the area. My, what's the din? What's the shayla? What's the shayla here? Yeah, that's what we're saying now. In order... What? No, that was explaining what means the whole area. That was explaining what's the whole area. Some say it's all four directions. Some say this. Right. So here, all his fields, Rashi says, all his fields are destroyed. Kula arasa, v'afilu yeshna bika acheret. Even if they're in another valley. They're in another valley. The point is, it's very difficult... It's very difficult. Obviously, it looks like it's the owner's bad mazel. Why? Every field he owns, no matter where it is, it's in Tel Aviv, it's in Haifa, Yerushalayim, no matter where it is, it all got destroyed. No matter where he is. And not only that, this one also got destroyed. But It's not a Makas Medina. One over here, isolated one over here, isolated one over here. Happens to be they all belong to the same guy. You hear what's going on? Yeah. But it's not a Makas Medina. So the worker could say, what do you want from me? It's your bad luck. Why should I pay for this? Every field you own was destroyed. What, it's my fault? Me Amrinan, do we say? Since there's not a Makas Medina, lo manaki le, you can't deduct. Why? It's not a Makas Medina. The only heter is Makas Medina. Oh, Dilma, maybe now. Kevin Dishtadiv Kula Raza. All his land is destroyed. Every single field he owns. Mati Amale. The worker could say, Hai Mishum Lesech Didachu. It's your bad luck. Lesech is mazel. It's your bad mazel. Da Mishtadvu Kol Sodosecha. Everything you own is destroyed. Is it Makas Medina? No, it's not. Should I really be chayav to pay? Yes, I should. But this is a little different. Everything you own was gone. Hashem's trying to tell you something, no? Says the owner back, no. Mistabra, no. The Amale, the owner could say back, Imi Shum Les IDD, had it been my bad luck, it's true. It looked really bad. But it can't be all my bad luck. You know why? Because having Mishtayali Purta, a little bit I would have gotten left over. Hashem would have given me a little bit of a Nechama. Dechziv, like it says, Kinesh Arna Ma'ad Meharbe. A little bit of Nechama Hashem would have given me. Right? A little bit, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, about having a little bit left over. Right? A little bit out of a lot is still gone. Right, when the base of the Mikdash was destroyed, not every single person was killed. A few people didn't die. Something was left over. So do over here. I would have something left. I'm not such a Russia. So obviously, it must be that why did this field get ruined? It's your fault. Okay? Okay. Next. Look at this one. Nishtadfu calls to dos of Shalchocher. Now here we have the worker. Everything the worker owns was destroyed. All his fields. No. All his own private fields. All his own personal fields are destroyed. You hear what's going on now?
Yeah.
He's got personal fields too. All gone. And Vishtadav Ruba de Baga. And there was a Makas Medina. And Vishtadav Nami Habadayu. And this was also gone. Why? It was a Makas Medina. Right? Now what? Can the guy say back? Now, Mai, what's the din? It's supposed to Shaila. Me, I'm reading, do we say, Kivun de Shtadav Ruba de Baga, since it was a Makas Medina, Menaki Le, you can deduct the yield. Right? The worker can deduct the yield. Why? It was a Makas Medina. Odilma, or maybe, no. Kiva Dishtadav Kula Arasa. Since everything else the worker owns was also destroyed, Mati Amale, the owner of this field, could say to the worker, Mishum Lesech Didachu. It's your bad luck. Why? Damishtadfu Kol Sadosecha. Because everything else you own was destroyed also. Everything you own was destroyed. Even if it's not in this area. It's your bad luck. Right? There was a Makas Medina. So what? The fact that it's your bad luck overrides that. Now, listen to this. Come up. Listen to this next line. Mistabra. It's Mistabra. The Amalei, he could say, yeah. The owner could say to the worker, Mishum Lesech, Mishum Lasech, who? It's your bad luck. Since it's your bad luck, you are not allowed to deduct the amount. Says, you hear what's going on? You have the case in your head?
Yeah, no.
Says the Gemara, the obvious question. Amai, why? Hachanami, name a lay, let the worker say to the boss, Imishum lasai didi, if it were my bad luck, Havile Masharli Porta, I would have been a little bit left over, Davi Makayim B, Kinashar Namat Maharbe, a little bit should be left over. Therefore what? Therefore this field should be treated as a Makas Medina only, and I should be allowed to deduct. Says the Gemara, no. Mishum de Amale, the owner would say to the worker, what do you mean, you had a little bit left over? If you would have been roy, that some of your fields should be spared, then your own fields would have been spared. Not the one you're working on. Right? What happened? All his fields were destroyed, and this one he's working on. And it's the Makas Medina. So what wins? Makas Medina wins, or your bad luck wins? Says the Gemara, no, your bad luck wins. Therefore, you can't deduct anything because you're bad luck. Something goes over, Hashem leaves over a little bit. So, Hashem leaves over a little bit. He's going to leave over from the fields he owns, no? Not from the field he's working on. Since nothing from what he owns was left over, obviously we can't apply this principle of, well, a little bit left over. Because if a little bit would have been left over, it would have been from the field he owns. Not from the one he's working on. He doesn't own that. Since nothing was left over, obviously it's all his bad luck. The fact that it was a Makas Medina was just a coincidence. And therefore he cannot deduct any produce he has to give the owner. You hear this? Okay. Mesvei. The Gemara asked the following question. This is from a Gemara Mishnah in Erechin. It says as follows over there in Erechin. Hashashnas shidafon, if it was a year of a plague, v'yirakon, a different kind of plague, o shviyas, or shmita, o shahayu shnayim kishani kishne Eliyahu, or it was a drought year that existed during the times of Eliyahu Hanavi, nothing grew for 3 years, then eina olo min haminyan. You don't count those years in the minyan. In what minyan? The halacha is that when you sell a field to somebody, you're not allowed to buy it back for 2 years. You have to give the guy 2 years. Your ancestral field. After 2 years, you can buy it back. First 2 years, you're not allowed to buy it back. What if those 2 years are drought? The 2 years have not even begun yet. Those years are not included in the 2 years. In other words, the guy's got two normal years before you could buy it back. But you sell it, if you don't have any money, you sell it. The next day, you win the lottery. So call, I'll buy it back right now. I'll give you more even. Not allowed to do that. This guy's got 2 years. Now, those 2 years do not include Shemitah, do not include drought, do not include plight and blasted. All that stuff is not included. He's got two normal years to work the field. Okay? So far, so good? Now, so ain't all lo min haminyan. Now, you should know that the Gemara assumes that during the times of Eliyahu HaNavi, when those 3 years, nothing grew anywhere in the whole world. Nothing grew anywhere in the whole world. That's what the Gemara assumes. So Katani, it says, Shidafon v'yirakon, that some kinds of diseases in the fields, Dumya deshanim kishne Eliyahu, are just like the years of Eliyahu HaNavi. They're all together listed together. Ma shine Eliyahu, just like the years of Eliyahu HaNavi, delo have tvua klal, there was no tvua anywhere. No tvua grew anywhere in the whole world. Ah, hachanami, here too. Where's here too? Here too. 2 years. What? 2 years. Right. Delo have tvua klal. No tvua at all. Aval de ikka tvua. But if there would be tvua somewhere else, right? Salkale, the 2 years would run. V'lo kamrina, we don't say makas medina. We don't say it's a makas medina. So how come in that halacha we don't say makas medina, and over here we're so makel? Over here we say makas medina. You don't have to produce. How come over there we don't say that? Ah, the guy can't use the field. There's nothing to do in this field. It's a drought. It's not a drought. It's a plight. It's a disease in the field. Oh, a disease in the whole world. It's your bad luck. Right? In other words, we have a halacha that we said yesterday, the day before. Makas Medina means the whole country. The whole country. It should only be the whole world. We have that halacha by 2 years, by buying a back of the ancestral field. The only heter is the whole world. If the whole world doesn't grow, then you're not going to have a heter. The 2 years don't run. They don't start running till there's something going on in the world. If the whole world is a drought, then you're ready. Then you're potter for the 2 years. 2 years will be extended. How come over here by the halachas of a chocher, we're much more makel. We don't say the whole world. We just say that area, the Medina. It's Amar of Nachum Yitzchak. No, it's based on the pasuk. Shiny Hazan, there it's different because it says Amar Kra the Mispar Shnei Tvuos Yimchar Lach Shanim Sheyesh Pehen Tvua BaOlam. You see from over there that it's that if there's Tvua in the world, that's all we care about. We don't need Tvua in the Medina, just anywhere in the world. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Where am I? Amalei Rav Ashi of Kahana El Riata. But if that's true, Shviyas Tailum in the minyan, then Shemitah should be included in the minyan. You know why? Goyik Etzvua B'chutz Laretz. Why is Shviyah also off the list? Does, in America, you could plant during Shemitah. Forget about even Bavel. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right. You're right. But it's a special pasuk. Amalei Shviyas Afkasa DeBalakahu. Shviyas was taken away by the king, by Hashem. Hashem decreed that on Shemitah there's no planting. You're right. I play the chutz l'aretz. Shemitah is different. Why? Because it's based on a pasuk. It's based on the Torah. Amalei Marzotcha Bered Derav Mari LeRavina Elamayata. But if that's true, then Shviyas Lo Talo Min Hagirua Shemitah Shemitah should not be included in the deduction of a field. The halacha is, you sell a field, we prorate the use of the field because it's going to go back on Yovel. There's no such thing in halacha of selling a field forever. It's only sold till Yovel. The years of Shemitah are included in the deductions. Let's sell a field for 30 years. Let's say for 28 years. So the four Shemitahs are going to be in those 28 years, right? Four Shemitahs. So we make a deduction based on 28 years. So says the Gemara, why are you making it on 28 years? You should take away four of those years. Why? Because they're Shemitah years. Hashem said, there's no work on Shemitah. What kind of deduction is that? You can't use it during Shemitah. So why are we basing it on 28 years or 49 years? The Rashi says it should be 42 years. Why? Take away 7 years. 6 years. Take them away. You can't use the field. Right? We deduct the price of the field based on how many years left are till Yovel. Including the Shemitah. Why including the Shemitah years? Hashem said, there's no plit. Those years are off the table. So the Gemara says, you're right. Alama Tanan, why do we learn? No se sell a punyon l'shana. You have to pay a sell out of punyon for each year to redeem the field. Why? So Amalei, Shani Hasam, no. You know why it's different? Dechazi l'mishticha b'peri. Because you can still use the field. What could you do with it? You could put peros there. You could lie them out. You can still use it. Can you plant? No. Can you walk there? Of course you can walk there. Could you put fruit to dry and to rest and to store? Yeah. So there's still a use for it. Can you plant and plow and do all that? Absolutely not. But since it's a use for it, it's included in the deduction years. Okay? Amar Shmuel. Next. Shmuel says, Lo Shanu, all in halachas about having getting a dispensation, if there's a Makas Medina, Lo Shan El Shazara, first you planted, Vitamcha, then it sprouted, then V'achla Chagav, then the locust came. Aval, Lo Zara Klal, look, you didn't plant anything. What's the debt? What harm happened? You didn't plant it. Then there was a plow. Oh, then there was a drought. That doesn't count. Damalei, because you could tell him, Ilu Zaratha, had you planted, says the owner to the worker, had you planted, have him a Kayim be, it would be Mekuyim and me, the following Pasuk. Lo Yivoshu, Beizra, Ubei Ravon, Yizbu. I would have had plenty. I mean, the whole country was a locust plague. They wouldn't have touched my field. Rashi might say it. No, he doesn't say it. It's assumed that would be an ace. It's assumed that I would have been saved by an ace. Okay? Masa Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, wait a minute. You're allowed to say that you would have been saved by an ace? We had this Gemara already a few times. Roa Shahayaroa. If a shepherd's shepherding a sheep, Vihiniach Edro. He leaves the sheep, he goes on a lunch break. Ubalair, he comes into the city, he comes to the tavern, and then while he's in the tavern having his lunch, Ubaze Vitaraf, a wolf comes and destroys, Uba Ari Vidaras, a lion comes and tramples, and the sheep get destroyed. Right? So we said, Ain Omer, we don't say Ilu Hayasham Hayamatzo. Had he been there, he would have been able to save them. But he wouldn't have been able to save them. You can't overpower a lion. Ella Omdin also. We make the following estimation. In Yachal Ahatzil, if you could have saved them, Chayev, you're Chayev. In other words, if they were all in a pen, and all you have to do is lock the door, and the wolf can't get in, and you're in the tavern, then you're Chayev. V'yamav, Potter, and if not, you're Potter. Right? And if there was nothing you could do, there was no pen, it was all open area, the wolves come, you can't stop them. Only thing that happened was you probably would have been killed also. So you were not there, then you're Chayev. Says the Gemara Vamai. Why should this be so? Namalei, let the owner say, I have his hasam. Had you been there, having mekayim bi, the pasuk would have been mekayim for me, gam et ha'ari, gam et ha'dov, hik avdecha. Right? In other words, have you been there? 1 minute. In other words, I would have been right to an ace. The fact that you were there, I couldn't have had an ace. I didn't have an ace. So you should be, we say it by the field, had you planted, you were late, you waited. Had you planted, I would have had an ace happen for me. So if that's true, why don't we say the same thing by this case with the wolves? Had you been there, there would have been an ace. Says the Gemara, Mishum da amale, because the worker could say back to the owner, I have chazis l'srachushe lachnisa, had you been right for an ace, what do I have to be there for? I have to be there for an ace to happen to you? If you're right for an ace, why can't I be in the tavern? Right? Why can't I be in the tavern? If you're right for an ace, have esrachish lachnisa, karechanina bendosa. You would have had an ace, like Rechidina Bendosa, which is what? The Messiah easy dube bekarnayu. The what do you call it? The bears were on the horns of the goats. And that's not a normal situation. That's not a normal scene. Right? Goats can't overpower bears. An ace happened. So what do I have to be there for? I have to be there for the ace to happen. Right? Right? I don't have to be there for the ace to happen. I could have stayed in the tavern, and if you arrived for an ace, the wolves would have come, they would have looked at the goats, and they would have left. That's what an ace would happen. What do I have to be there for? It's totally different. Says the Gemara, listen to this line back. V'neimale, let the owner say back to the worker, no, l'nisa d'rabba l'havi chazina. Now, I wasn't right for an ace like that. I'm not right for an ace like that. But l'nisa zuta Chanzina. I'm right for a small nace. What kind of small nace? That you would have had to overpower the lions. That's not such a, right? Come back and say, it don't happen. I had the lions came and I fought them off. All right. People say, a little unusual. It's such a miracle. It's a miracle when the lions walk into the pen and leave everything unharmed. That's a nace. Why'd that happen? It was a nace. So the guy says, now that I'm not right for. But I was right for you to be there and fight them off. And Hashem would have given you a little help, and you would have fought them off. That I'm right for. Says the Gemara, Kasha. That's a Kasha. It's an amazing Gemara here. Right? It's an unbelievable. The Gemara has a Kasha. I don't have an answer for that. It's not a Tiyufta. It's a Kasha. I have to go figure out some answer. I can't figure out an answer. Amazing Gemara. Right? Kasha. It's a Kasha. What do you mean, Tzomach and Tefillah? Right, I don't know, it's a good question. Earlier we said it's Tzomach HaTefillah, right? I would have davened, I davened Rosh Hashanah to X, you did Y, of course Hashem didn't listen to me. I didn't ask for that, right? And I was saying, oh, it would have been an ace. Yeah, that's a good question. That's the pasuk of davening. Right? I mean, what's the difference in an ace gadol and an ace katan? How do you categorize them? When does something go become an ace gadol? When does something become an ace katan? Right? Right? Because believe it or not, Tosfos HaRosh asks, well, it seems to him, that planting a field, and then every other field getting destroyed, but not that one, is even a smaller nace than fighting off a lion. So maybe, the Kasha comes back, maybe you weren't right for that, but that maybe you were right for. So, I don't know, I can't, sometimes you have these Gemaras, you just have to, need a lot more time to make sense out of them, because the question seems to be very compelling. Next, Tani Chada, one Bryce said, we learned one place, Pam Rishona Ushni Zeroa, you have to try to plant once, then you plant the second time, Ushlish, it's the third time, ain is zero. You don't have to plant anymore. Twice it got ruined, you putter, the worker. V'tanya idach, shlish is zero. Now you have to have three chances. Revi is ain is zero. And the fourth time you don't have to. It says the Gemara, lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Ha karebi, ha karev shirme gamliel. It's a machlokas. What's the machlokas? Ha karebi, damar basa, betrays him, nihavi chazaka. Two times is a chazaka. Ha karev shirme gamliel, damar betlasi zim, nihavi chazaka. He says three times is a chazaka. The actual case where they argue about it is by how many times does a woman have to lose a husband before she's not allowed to remarry anybody again. Rebbe holds two times. Once she marries two men and then she outlives them, she can't marry another man. And Rav Shirmei holds three times. Why? What makes a chazaka? Two or three. Same thing over here. What makes a chazaka for a lousy field? Two or three. No, that no. Now, when we said last time, we meant two or three times. We didn't mean you try it once. We meant you try two or three, depending on this machlokas. But this machlokas should have been earlier. Yeah, that's true. Amrish Lakish, lo shana el shazar v'tzimcha v'achlachagav. We said this already. This only halacha applies if you plant it and it sprouted, and then the locust came. Avol zara, but if you plant it v'lo tzimcha, it didn't sprout yet. Matzi amale balakarka, the balakarka could say, kol yimei zara zara lei. The planting season is not over yet. The planting season is not over yet. V'azil, and keep on going. The planting season is not over yet. You're not potty yet. So v'ad emas, how long does that last? Amar papa, ad asa arisa midabra, until the workers come from the fields, the kaima kima areshayu, when the constellation of kima is over their heads. There's a gigantic Rashi here, going through every single one of the constellations, and Rashi ends up, kima is a star, and Rashi ends up saying that the constellation is an Adar. This kima, when kima is over, by the way, every constellation is in the sky at all times. The only question is you can't see it. Why? Because the earth moves. So since you can't see them, you only see them certain times of the year, because the earth rotates. So when is kima in the dead center in the sky? In Adar. You want to do the gigantic Rashi, you can go through it, and he explains how the constellations move, and they circle, and kima is in the sky in Adar. Gemara is going to ask now, that's impossible. Nobody holds that the planting season extends all the way to Adar. We know that the planting season is in the early fall, and then there's a harvest in the fall. How could planting still be in Adar? How could that be? That's the Gemara's next question. The Gemara's question is based on the pasuk in Parshas Noach that Meisve, Rishon Ben Gamliel, Rishon Ben Meir, Omer, Fechin Hayu Rishon Ben Manasya, Omer, Kedvarav, that the pasuk in Noach says, where's that pasuk? That the pasuk says, Zera Katzir Korachom Kayitz Choref, right? Will Lo Yishbozu, will never stop, will never cease. So there are six things mentioned there. So the Gemara now says as follows. It's very simple. Those six things correspond to 2 months each. But they don't, right? 2 months of Choref. 2 months of this. 2 months of that. 6 times 2 is 12. Those are the 12 months. But his point is, no, it's Gemara Machlokas when these begin and when these end. No one's going to hold it's an Adar. No one's going to hold planting it's an Adar. So how could you say that the time of planting for this din ends when Kima is in the sky? That's Adar time. It's impossible. So here we go. Chati Tishrei, half of Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan, and Chati Kislev is Zera. That's the planting season. The planting season ends Tezvav Kislev. Not Adar. And then the rest of the Brisa is just to finish off the 12 months. Chati Kislev, Teves, Chati Shvat is Chorev. That's the winter. Chati Shvat, Adar, Chati Nisan is called Kar. Chati Nisan, Iyar, Chati Sivan is Katzir. That's the harvest. Chati Sivan, Tamuz, Chati Av is Kayet. That's the summer. Chati Av, Elul, and Chati Tishrei is Chol. Okay? Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Mona Mi Tishrei. Rabbi Yehuda started this whole thing from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Not from 15th of Tishrei, from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And Rosh Chodesh Mona Mi Yomar Cheshvan. Rosh Chodesh held the start from Cheshvan. Either way, Man Mekel Bakulu, who's the most Mekel? In other words, who starts the planting season the latest? Rabbi Shimon. Rav Shimon, when does he start it? Cheshvan. The Kuli High, low comer. Nobody says Adar. That nobody says that. So the Gemara says, you're right. Lokasha had the kibble mine b'charfi had the kibble mine b'afli. You're right. Normal crops are in Machesher, but there's such a thing called a late crop. Not sure what that is. Whatever it is, it's a late crop. The late crops taka can even be planted in Adar. And that's what we're talking about. That's what Rish Lakish meant. The late crops begin in Adar. Next, Rabbi Yehuda Omer kibble mine b'mos. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you buy a field with money, you're not promising produce from the field. You paid for it in cash. I rented the field, basically. Then there's a plight, something happens. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda said, it's your bad luck. Right? Hahu garva, there was once a guy, the kabel ara lemizre, b'hu tume aguda d'nahar malkasaba. His field was adjacent to the river called Malkasaba, the old Malka River. And Bezuze, with money. And what happened? In other words, he paid to rent to use the field that was adjacent to the river. And what happened? It's Taker Nahar Malkasaba. The river Malkasaba got stuffed up. Okay? So Asalek made the Rava. They came to Rava. Amalek. Rava said, Nahar Malkasaba, lo ovid the Miskat Taker. That's not normal. And then it happens to that river. The river shouldn't get stuffed up. Makas Medina he. It's obviously a Makas Medina. Yeah, you look puzzled sometimes.
No, because it's not because
the people are blocking it.
Exactly.
I know. Anyway, zil nakile. Let him deduct the price now. Why? Makas Medina. So amalei rabban leRava, but anan tanan Rabbi Huda Omer in kabel hamenu mos bengachu bengach einem nakalo min chokro. Rabbi Huda said money. If you pay in cash, you don't deduct anything. Or if you're going to promise to pay cash, you don't deduct anything. Right? Amalehu, let's the chashay to Rabbi Yehuda. No, nobody holds like that. We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? We don't hold like that. Back to the same rule. If it's a Makas Medina, you can deduct, and if not, not. He passed it, there was a Makas Medina. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamakabel sadme chavei rabasara kor chitim. Lashana. If somebody promised a 10 kor of wheat for the year, v'laksa, and there's some kind of plague, nosin la mitocha, you could still give him the 10 kor from the field. In other words, it produced it, but it's of inferior quality. Why? I don't know, it wasn't a good crop. So, the guy has to expect the best? No. You give him the from the field. It produced? Good. Not only that, just the opposite case. Hayachita yafa, let's say you produce an unbelievable rich wheat. Can the worker say, I'll keep this wheat for myself, I'll go to the store and buy him regular wheat. This is grade A. I'll get him grade A minus. He's entitled to grade A? Yes. You're not allowed to say, well, I'll go buy it from the store, regular ones. Ella, nosin la mitocha. You will give him from the field. Why? That's the deal. The deal is you give him from the field. Whether it's inferior or superior, he gets from the field itself. What? No, it's a chocher. So the chocher can say, listen, I promised him 50 bushels. I got to give him this unbelievable 50 bushels of great stuff. Nah, I'll keep that for myself. I'll buy him 50 bushels. I'll make money off this. Since he's not allowed to do that. He gets from the field. Same thing if it's inferior. The owner can't say, hey, you promised me 50 bushels. This is junk. Yeah, that's what the field produced. What can I tell you? Hahu gavra, there's once a guy, the kabel ara las pasta. A guy promised to plant aspasta, bikure desare, for a kur of wheat. Of the aspasta, he worked on the aspasta, the kharsha vizara sari. What happened over here? Yeah. Kharsha zare besare. He worked now on the barley, vilaku hani sari. That barley got destroyed, it was inferior barley. What's the din over here now with this barley? Since it got ruined, you can still give it to the owner. Oh, Dilma, or maybe Amalei. Me dummy. How can you compare this case over here with the barley to the case of the Mishnah? Hasha Hasam. In the Mishnah's case, lo of the ara shlichusei demara. The land didn't do what it was supposed to do. What was the land supposed to do? The land was supposed to produce inferior wheat. It produced inferior wheat. Hacha, but over here, of the Arba Shlichus of Demara. The land did what it was supposed to do. What was the land supposed to do? The land was supposed to produce aspasta. What's aspasta? Animal food. Shoots, nothing. And it did it. You promised to buy barley from the street to pay for that. That's not a problem. You can't demand more from the field because the field did what it was supposed to do. It produced the aspasta. Aye, there was a plight in the shuk. That's not the guy's problem. And that's the halacha. Another case to the exact same point. Who got it? There was once a guy, the Kabul Paradis Mechavre. He agreed to work on a field of his friend, Ba'asara Dani Chamra, in exchange for 10 barrels of wine. Now, could be the barrels of wine are going to come from the Paradis. Anyway, Takif Ahu Chamra. That wine got ruined. The wine got ruined. I promised you 10 barrels of wine, it was in the barrels, and it got ruined. Sav Rav Kahana Lamemar, Hani Masnisen. Rav Kahana thought to say, this is just like the Mishnah. Right? What did the Mishnah say? If it's junk, you give it to him. If it's great stuff, you give it to him. If it's spoiled, the wine, you give it to him. Laksa, no, it's lemetocha. The wine's spoiled, you give it to him. Amalei Rav Ashi, me dummy? Not the same thing at all. Hasam, in the Mishnah, lo of the Aras al Shechuta. The field didn't do what it was supposed to do. What was it supposed to do? It was supposed to produce normal wheat, and it didn't. It produced junk. Hacha, but over here, of the Aras al Shechuta, the land that it was supposed to do. What was it supposed to do? It's supposed to produce grapes. It produced the grapes. Aye, now that the wine spoiled afterwards, that has nothing to do with the field. Okay? Umode Ravashi, Ravashi admits, the inve dachdum, with real inferior grapes, or ubesata shalakseba omareha, or if the sheaves in the field themselves are no good, that is our Mishnah. Right? But normal grapes, and then what happened? There was a month later, when you made it into wine, the wine got ruined? That's not the Mishnah. That's not the Mishnah at all. If we have a few more minutes, we'll keep on going. Hamakabel said to Michavera Lazara Saorim. If somebody agrees to plant barley, lo yazmena chitim, don't plant wheat. Chitim, if you agree to plant wheat, yazmena barley. Yazmena saorim. You can plant barley. Why? Because wheat ruins a field more than barley. So this is not considered a downside. Rashibi Gamliel Omer. Rashibi Gamliel Oser. He says no, it's Oser. Tavua, if you plant wheat, lo yizmena kidneys. You can't plant kidneys. Kidneys, if you plant kidneys, yizmena tavua. You can plant wheat. Why? Because kidneys ruins the field worse. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Oser. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no way. So why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say no way? Why not? Says the Gemara, Amar v'chista, my time with Rav Shimon Gamliel, why not? The Chziv, because it says, Sheru Yisrael lo yasa avla, v'li dabru chazav, v'li yimatzi, b'fihem lashem tarmas. You know why? You have to keep your word. To keep your word. What? Says the Gemara, Meisvei, Megabas Purim, Lepurim, you collect money for Purim, it's only supposed to be used for Purim. Right? The aim medaktik in Medavar. You don't have to be so medaktik. It's supposed to be used for Purim. It has to be so medaktik. The guy needs to buy a coat. No, it's only for Purim, too, though. You can't buy a coat. The guy needs a coat. Aim medaktik in Medavar. The ain ani Rishai Likach Ben Ritzu, Lissandalo, he can't even take a shoelace from this money, Elim Kane Hisna B'mabed Anshia Ear. Unless the people of the ear, the board of the ear, right, the governors of the ear, unless they're masking to that. The guy says, listen, I have sued right now, I need to buy a pair of shoes. No problem, go buy the pair of shoes. Div Rab Yaakov, Sham Rab Shum Rab Meir, right? Rab Shum Rab Leil, Makel, he's Makel. So what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Right, it's Makel. Aye, the money, when they come around in the pushka, what's this money for? It's for Purim, for Aniyim. Now the guy's buying a pair of shoes. That's not for Aniyim. What's the answer? We're Makel. So I come over here with Makel, and when it comes to, a guy's doing you a favor. He's planting the things that ruin the field less. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's Usher? Why? He's doing you a favor. So Amar Abaya, now a whole different thing. Time of the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kidemar. Who's Mar? Rava, Bar Nachmeni. Damar Mar, hi Mantanichale, the Titspur Are. You want a good way to ruin your field? You want to how to ruin your field? Zare Shata Chiti Vishata Sare. Plant 1 year wheat, 1 year barley. Shata Chiti Vishata Sare. Shata Shesi Vishata Arif. 1 year horizontal, 1 year vertical. That's a guarantee to destroy the field. So therefore, Shirmi Gabil says, he told you to plant barley. He told you to plant wheat. You went ahead and planted barley. But maybe last year you planted wheat. Now you're going to plant barley? That's a guarantee to ruin the field. That's why I say it's Aser. Well, you think you're doing him such a favor? You're not doing him a favor at all. You don't know what he did last year. Maybe that's why exactly why he told you that. Therefore, I say it's Aser. Right? V'lo amrinan el delo karavitani. It's only true if you don't uproot everything and plow before him. Avol karavitani less lamba. But if you uproot everything before him, no big problem. No big deal. Okay? We'll stop here tomorrow. Honestly, tomorrow's daf is a gadata. Very interesting stuff. Hopefully, a visiting day today. So hopefully, I'll have time to. I prepared it already. A lot more to say. I have to have time to go through everything and have nice things to say and bring to the table. Everyone have a very good day.